Title of my sermon today is The Tortoise and the Fear. And so, as I mentioned before, we are going to be talking about the Aesop fable, The Tortoise and the Hare. Now, you remember this fable, right? There's the tortoise and the hare, and they're going to have a race. And right as they start, the hare takes off, flying down the road. And the tortoise is just doing its thing, going slow and steady. And the hare sprints so fast, and then he gets about halfway done. He's pooped. He's kind of a little tired, so he decides, oh, I'm so far ahead, I'm going to take a nap. And then the hare wakes up just in time to see the tortoise cross the finish line. I always had a problem with this story because I was like, come on, why does he got to take a nap? If he would just finish, if you would just go for it, if you would just keep going, finish. Of course, that's the whole point of the story. I get it. But I'm such a hare person. I don't know if you're a tortoise person or a hare. I'm a hare. I'm very much like, let's just get everything done now and just go quick. And then when I stop, I just don't want to ever start up again. But I'm learning. I'm learning how to be more like a tortoise. I'm learning how to work smarter, not harder, and that slow and steady wins the race. But I gotta say, that mentality is very different from kind of the world in which we live right now. There is this sense of everything has to happen now. Every gratification has to be immediate. When we see we've got a problem, we want it instantly solved. How many of you have thought, oh, I wish there was a thing that could do this, and then you go on Amazon, and there is, and you buy it, and then the next day it's done? We had this situation with a light. We need a light that just kind of can go in this spot. Oh, look, there's one right here. We'll just buy that, and then it's done. And if you look at the tech industry and Silicon Valley and this and new tech, there's a very hare mentality, right? You have tech companies using slogans like move fast and break stuff. And then we wonder why there is a cryptocurrency burst, and before that a mortgage bubble burst, and then a tech bubble burst. All these things that are so get rich quick don't seem to really have any staying power. And companies that move fast and break stuff are now dealing with the ramifications of having a bunch of broken stuff around them, like toxic work environments and lawsuits. So maybe at some point in our culture, we will get to be a tortoise culture, where we will believe that hard work pays off, that slow and steady wins the race. But as I was thinking about this and as it relates to our scripture today, one of the things that I always notice with this tortoise and the hare is that the hare, in all of the interpretations, I remember one of the first appearances of Bugs Bunny in Looney Tunes was an interpretation of the tortoise and the hare. And I think Disney has one as well. But in every single interpretation, the hare always seems kind of like a jerk. Right? It's always very impetuous, always provoking the tortoise, insulting how slow the tortoise is. And there's always this sort of sense of insecurity about the hare. Like he has something to prove. Like he can't just be happy being a sprinter and this other person being a long distance runner. No, he has to be the best, has to beat him. And so, this sense of insecurity is always with the hare. And conversely, the tortoise always just seems perfectly happy being the tortoise. Very secure in who he is. Very much like, yeah, you want to race? Yeah, I'm available anytime. And this idea of insecurity and security has really come up a lot in the scripture that we have today from 1 Peter. Because if you permit me, I think what Peter is telling the recipients of this letter is to have a tortoise mentality, to stay the course, to believe that slow and steady will win the race. And this is why the advice that he gives them is very simple at the beginning. He says, do what you know to be good. Very simple advice. Do what you know to be good. That's some tortoise advice. Just stay the course. Don't try to do anything flashy or try to push too hard. And then he answers a presumptive question by saying, like, even if, because he says, because nobody is going to hurt you if hurt somebody who's just doing good. Nobody can say anything against you. And even if they do, he says, you will still be blessed. I hear this all the time, that if somebody is mean to someone else, so if one person is mean, that actually says a lot more about them, the mean person, than it does about the person that they are mean to. Now, this doesn't mean that Peter's saying, just let people walk all over you. No, because he's very clear to say, listen, if anybody approaches you, be sure to make your defense. Be sure to be ready to stand up for your convictions, to stand up for what you believe in. But do so with gentleness and reverence. Gentleness and reverence. If someone disagrees with you, it's okay to disagree, but do so with gentleness and reverence. Do you see a lot of gentle and reverent disagreement going on in our culture and our society today? A lot of gentleness in political discourse. I feel like the qualities you most see are gentleness and reverence. Probably not. But this is why what Peter is saying is revolutionary then and now. Because what he's saying is, what you want at the end of this interaction is you want your conscience to be clear. You don't want to lower yourself to their level. You don't want to let them drag you down to where you are. Don't exchange hate for hate. Don't exchange evil for evil, violence for violence. But instead, respond with goodness. Respond with gentleness. Respond with reverence. So these are some of the things that Peter says. Be eager to do what is good. Make your defense with gentleness and reverence, and suffer for doing good, not evil. He says, if you have to respond, respond with goodness. Because if you respond evil for evil, and then you're punished for that, well, that's far worse than responding with good and being punished. You know, this sounds a lot like another one of the contemporaries of Peter. It was a man, you might have heard of him, by the name of Jesus. And he said a very similar things. Turn the other cheek. Blessed are the meek. Love your enemies and pray for them. And so I think Peter is in good company saying this, furthering this idea of a tortoise mentality, staying this course, a course not from Peter, a course that was set, of course, by Jesus. But then Peter says one thing else, and this comes a little bit earlier, but this phrase really stood out to me in the text. He says, do not fear what they fear. Do not be intimidated. Do not fear what they fear. That's a very interesting phrase. I was piecing it out, and a lot of read interpretations of this, and not many people really dealt with this phrase too much. Maybe it means that this idea that we need to fear God, right? Not fear our oppressors. Or maybe Peter is trying to tell them that this is a group that perhaps is being persecuted or very likely will be persecuted. And so Peter's trying to tell them, do not be afraid of the persecution that is going to come your way. Now, if that were the case, and I can be honest here, if Peter was saying that to me, I don't know that I would be able to listen to that. Saying, listen, there are some people that are going to come into your house and they're going to beat you up, but don't be afraid. Like, no, Peter, I will very much be afraid. But I actually don't think that's what Peter means. And even though I think Peter thinks that we should fear God, I don't think that's what he's trying to imply either. What I think Peter is trying to say is, do not succumb to that hair insecurity. Seeing the rest of the people around you, they live in fear of the Roman Empire. They're just constantly afraid of what's going to be taken away from them. They hold on to everything so tightly. They don't want to let anything go. And so they're constantly living in this sense of fear. And they will comply with anything, including giving up their convictions, giving up their goodness, giving up themselves, as long as they can just hold on to what they have. In a sense, it's like doing what is easy over doing what is right. And Peter's trying to say to them, don't fear what they fear. Don't be constantly afraid of what you might lose. Instead, focus on what you have. And the solution that Peter gives to this is that we are to believe that we are part of something greater. Right? It is not so much that Peter expects them to not be afraid of persecution. I think any human would naturally be afraid of being persecuted. But he's saying, don't let that get in the way of understanding that you are part of this great thing. That God loves you now, has loved you always. And that love can never be taken away. That love is at the core of who you are. And it is abundant and available and everlasting. And if you put your trust in that and know that you can hold on to that, the other things that you might lose might not seem so important. But what he does want to emphasize is what you don't want to do is give up that sense of being part of that kingdom, compromising your position there. So he says, stay the course. Be good. Be gentle. Be reverent. Be loving. And be secure. So what does this mean for us today? Well, we also need not fear the things that the world fears. We also need not fear are losing the things that we might feel are so important. Things like our reputation or standing. It means that we have to do things that are hard because they are right. That we can't just take the easy way. Treat people however we feel in that moment. Choosing to value how we are perceived over standing up for our convictions. Now, when Peter wrote this letter, he didn't write it to those who were in power, right? He wrote to those who were persecuted. He wrote to all the people who were trying to keep this church going in this time of Roman oppression. But things have changed. Ever since Constantine, the Christians are the ones with the power. And that power has shifted. And today, as we are Americans, many of us white, straight, or middle class, we are now the ones with the power. We are the ones sitting in the dominant position. We are aligned with the empire. Which means, in Peter's words, that it's even harder for us to distance ourselves, to make that separation, to say that just because we are part of the empire does not mean that we are only here to perpetuate this empire. It means that we all still have to side with those who are oppressed. That we need to push for justice. Push for inclusion for the outcast, for equality, for equity, for opportunity. Not to align ourselves necessarily with power, but to use it to align ourselves with those who are in need. And this may come with some persecution. It's hard to stand up for the oppressed, particularly when The majority of people are trying to not. It's hard to stand up for what is right when what is right can be such an inconvenience to the whole. But justice is not a quick fix. It's not something that we're going to get through a sprint. We are not expected or even advised to be hares. We are to stay the course and do what's right. Slowly and steadily. Through this. Through a slow and steady pace. This is how the justice will be achieved and how we will create the kingdom of God. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, we are thankful for this letter from Peter. We are thankful for the way in which this advice is relevant to us even today. We are thankful because even though we find ourselves perhaps more in the dominant position than in the persecuted position, that doesn't mean that we are not also to seek out your kingdom. To do what is good and right. Even if it is difficult. Even if it is against what we might call the empire. Lord, this is not an easy thing to do. This is not an easy position to take. It is hard to make change. It is hard to move a culture towards justice and equality. So, Lord, we pray for persistence. We pray for security in knowing what we are doing is correct. That the path we are on is the path that you would have us be on. The light we are following is your light. Lord, help us to have this confidence, help us to find this security, but most of all, keep us perseverant. Just like the tortoise and the hare. Help keep us moving towards that goal so that we might one day reach it together. We pray this in your holy name. Amen.